Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a guest that has not been on my program before, but I think you're going to find him very interesting. I'm going to put a lot of pressure on him to tell him I expect it to be fabulous. His name is Scott Fox. He's founder of a popular lifestyle entrepreneur coaching community. Say that with one big mouthful. But the website is easy to see, easy to go to, clickmillionaires.com. Scott is the author of a book called Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More, and with an internet lifestyle business you love. Let me say that again. Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an internet lifestyle business you love. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
All right. That's a mouthful, but what you're trying to tell people is they can live life on their terms.
That's right. Exactly right. That's the thesis behind Click Millionaires. It sounds like a get-rich-quick book, but we started that with my first book, Internet Riches, several years ago, because my publisher insisted you needed to sound that way to get on the bookstore shelves, and it turns out that does help. people's attention.
Well, and it is about getting people's attention. In fact, I was talking to Scott before we started the program. I said, by the way, I've got an app that we are launching, and it's out there on the App Store, and it's out there on Google Play, and Real Money David Holland, you can do a search. And I confess to Scott, I said, I want people to be able to access and get information, and they can go. And so it's about being available, but it's about being recognized, I suppose. So I guess the big question, and again, I'm glad you dispelled one of the things that sometimes people naturally suspect when you hear some of these terms, Scott, about, well, you can achieve success the easy way, you know, or the new term that's being used, there's a hack for that, you know, that you can hack your way, or we naturally should get suspicious. Anybody tells you there's a shortcut, but what you're talking about in what your books speak to is that there is this kind of a renaissance of the American entrepreneur. People, you know, literally realizing that they can do things that can produce income in a non-traditional fashion.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny because the 20th century was really dominated by the corporate, you know, rise of corporation. But historically, people have been entrepreneurs throughout history. Most people didn't work for IBM or General Motors.
Right.
They worked for themselves to support their family. And the internet has really brought that back into every home, every desktop, every pocket, even with mobile devices. And that's what Click Millionaires is about, is about the idea, not that you're going to be a millionaire necessarily, although a lot of us have become wealthy on the internet, obviously, but the idea that you can take back your control of your life and live more like a millionaire. Because what money is really about, to me at least, once you have enough to pay your bills, it's about lifestyle design, which means, hey, I can wear what I want, I can do what I want, I can associate with people that I want, you know, and I can work on projects that I want instead of having to report to the same office at the same time, wearing the same stuff, eating lunch with the same people, doing what your boss wants you to do. And I just got fed up with that, and that's what's behind Click Millionaires.
Very good. Well, and you know what? The word I was hearing as you were describing that, Scott, is the word control. It's a lot of independence and control and over what you're doing. And so the timeliness of this interview and your book, Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an internet lifestyle business you love, is that there are a lot of people, as the economic recovery has unfolded and we have emerged from, and of course I know there's a debate about this, but emerged from what has been the greatest recession since the Great Depression, that a lot of people haven't gotten their jobs back. We've got people out there that are underemployed, even though they're no longer unemployed. A lot of people have left the workforce. So the train has left the station for a lot of people, and they didn't get a chance to get back on it.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's the sad truth.
It's a sad truth, but things like this that you discuss in your book and what you espouse and what you're a champion of is that, well, doggone it, you don't have to fit that corporate mold. You know, there are other things to do. So let's get into a little bit of nuts and bolts. Give us some examples, Scott, of some of the things that people should be thinking about? You know, how do we approach this? How do we start this process of thinking about what do we do to take advantage of that technology that's out there and or to have a business? How do people start?
Yeah, well, let me give you the conclusion, and then I'll back it up.
Okay.
The conclusion is the book is helpful, of course, but there's actually, we run a free forum even at clickmillionaires.com. Anybody that buys any of my books, you can come in, and myself and I have a staff there, and it's free. I mean, literally free, and I've made plenty of money on the Internet. I give the profits from my books to charity, okay? I'm doing this to try to help other people understand that the Internet can change your life. So that's the punchline, okay? Now here's the joke.
I like that, yeah.
if you want help, we'll give you help free.
Okay.
Okay, so... All right, so now let's back up. The fundamental premise here is exactly what you're saying. The economy has changed. You cannot, no matter how secure you think your job is these days, unless you're your own boss, you could be cut tomorrow. And we all have stories like that. If it hasn't happened to ourselves, it's happened to friends, family members, and it's devastating, right? You just cannot trust the companies in corporate America anymore. You need to at least part-time, even if you love your job, you at least part-time need to be coming up with a backup plan. Just like you have insurance, right? You probably have insurance on your car, your house, your life. Well, this is another kind of life insurance. You should be looking at your own skills, your own interests, and thinking about what you could do to help other people. And if you can help other people, you can make money. And if the best way to reach a lot of people cheaply, the Internet. And you put those pieces together, and that's what Click Millionaires is about. And we can get into more specifics, but that's kind of the big picture here.
Okay.
You need a backup plan. Think it through, and you can reach a lot of people. What can you do? What do you have to offer the world? And I think everybody has something.
I think that's excellent, Scott. I had somebody the other day, another guest, make the observation, and I think you're saying it a little different way, but it's so true, and that is that if there's a problem out there or something that somebody needs to have fixed and you can fix that problem, there's a business opportunity there.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I do want to get into some more details. Let's do this. Let's grab a quick break. If you're just joining us, Scott Fox is my guest. He is author of the book, Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love. ClickMillionaires.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Scott Fox. His book, Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love. And the website is clickmillionaires.com. So we kind of set it up there before the break, Scott, and kind of give people the overall concept or theme of what you're trying to address, the problem that we're trying to solve. And so steps, thoughts, next steps, things that they need to be thinking about. Yeah, you know, I'm hanging on the edge of my seat, wanting to know the next step.
Right. Right. Well, here's the step I think is most important. We've been taught, for some reason, that the answer is always outside ourselves. You know, do the best you can in school and somebody's going to hire you. But you all are adults if you're listening to a show like David. There's no Cinderella. There's no prince coming to the ball to rescue you, Cinderella. You've
right.
got to figure this out, right? So what I talk about at clickmillionaires.com and in the books is looking at your own interests, skills, expertise, hobbies. We have a PDF, a document you can download. It's in the book, but there's a longer version on the website for free called the Niche Business Identification Checklist.
Mm.
And this is a checklist that you can literally use. These are the same factors I use myself. I'm a successful online entrepreneur. I'm a millionaire. I've built dozens of websites from little tiny ones you've never heard of to Fortune 500 corporation websites. I've worked with celebrities, blah, blah, blah. This is the same checklist I use if I have an idea, right? And you go through and you think about what do you like, what can you do, what do you have to offer? And it's kind of hard if you've always worked for somebody else. You need to think this through. And I'm very much about get the strategy together and then build the website. Most people that are internet guys or gals, they were trying to sell you something. There's all these consultants out there, which is a fancy word for salespeople, right?
Right,
they're
right.
trying to sell you a website package or a search engine optimization or some blogging tool or something. And there's all these people online trying to sell you courses and guru stuff, you know, $5,000 executive platinum, blah, blah, blah. That's all just, you know, that's noise. This is not easy, but it takes some thought. And that's the first question is, what can you do, what you have to offer? And we'll be happy to help you brainstorm that and think this through, because like I said a minute ago, I really believe everybody has something to offer. Some examples, that's all pretty abstract, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's good, and we'll get to some examples. I was going to say, you know, you mentioned all of this, you know, executive-level coaching, blah, blah, blah. I was going to ask you if you had access to my email, because that's some of the stuff that comes into my email basket. And I think a lot of people see stuff, and again, there's a lot of stuff out there, and I'm, of course, very... being a financial planner and in the investment world, I'm very sensitive to, you know, all the pitches that are out there on that stuff. And there are, you know, there have been snake oil salesmen, and there always will be.
So let's
give some examples, because I think that will help people kind of visualize where they can go with this. You know, that somebody's either already got an idea or maybe help with some visualization of some examples you might have.
Sure. Let me give you a couple from the book. And again, I'm not a get rich quick guy. This takes work. But
thank
this
you.
Is the
thank
kind
you.
Of stuff you this is the kind of stuff you can do if you think about it, and then you get some help to do it. So let's think from the book. How about Dave Powers? Dave's the guy that lives up in Portland. He was a personal trainer, and he got tired of that, and he looked around. You know what Dave really likes? Remote control airplanes.
Hmm.
Does that sound like a business? No, of course not. But he figured out that a lot of people like remote control airplanes. He has one of the most watched channels on YouTube. He became his own television channel just about remote control airplanes, how to build them, how to buy them, how to fly them, and they make videos, and he's making a lot of money, bought a new house, et cetera, et cetera. He's not a billionaire. I'm not talking about people that are founding Facebook, right? I'm talking
right.
about people who are living the life they want to lead, making real money. Dave is a YouTube star because he likes remote control airplanes. Not an obvious path that they teach in business school.
Well, when
right?
you started to describe your story, I thought you were going to go the path of, and he liked to fly the planes, and then he decided he got really good at building them. Then he got involved with other people and became the guy to go to when you can't get your plane to fly, and he fixes your plane for you. That could
right.
be another path for somebody who likes the more mechanical side of it, right?
That's a great idea, Dave. Right. That's a follow-on offering from Dave's. Right. I'm sure Dave, if you were going to do that, Dave would love to partner with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Let
so,
me give you another one. My friend Rod Ludlow, backyardchickens.com. You'd be shocked at how many people across America raise chickens in their backyard. And I'm not talking about on farms in the Midwest. I'm talking about in Manhattan. I'm talking about Ormond Beach, Florida.
Get out.
People raise chickens in their backyard. Rob's website is a forum for people that raise chickens. Over 100 million page views a month. This is a massive business because people like chicken, all right? Again, something, if you went to a cocktail party and said that, you'd get laughed at, right?
I'm looking at the website. I pulled it up as you were describing
yeah.
it. I mean, there it
right,
is,
right.
backyard chickens.
No. It's a real business, right?
I have to tell my brother about
on,
that. He'll love it.
I can go on and on. Let me give you one more. I don't want to steal all our time, but my friend Al Peterson. Al was a broadcast journalist, and I like this idea because he took something from his job, right? Now, Dave's was just a hobby, and Rob's was more of a hobby, but Al has a background as a journalist, and he started a website called NTS Media Online. It stands for News Talk Sports, and he created a daily email newsletter, simple to produce, right? He writes anyway, send out emails every day, to just cover the people in his industry.
Mm.
That's a business he's had going for several years now, and he's a big wheel in his world, right? So the trick is to figure out what's your world and what can you do to communicate with those people, bring them together, and help them and eventually sell them stuff, whether it's ads or products or whatever. It can all come together if you've got the motivation to make it happen.
Excellent. I love it. I love it, Scott. Scott Fox is our guest, author of the book, Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love, and the website, this community that Scott's talking about, where you can see success stories like backyard chickens. I love that. I'm going to tell my brother about that, Scott.
Hard to believe, right?
Yeah, I'm going to tell my brother about it because he loves that kind of stuff. But the website is clickmillionaires.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And welcome back. Scott Fox is our guest today, and he is the author of Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love. See, if I say that enough, Scott, I can say it like I'm a radio guy, okay?
Right.
And clickmillionaires.com. I gotta confess, Scott, I love the positive aspect of this and the encouragement for people who are out there trying to figure out what they're going to do. They've been displaced by corporate downsizing. You know, something's happened, whatever it is, and they need to do something else. And instead of waiting for somebody else to help them, per se, or for, you know, corporate America to hire them back, or for the government, or it's just, you know, hearkening back to what you spoke of earlier, once upon a time, a lot of people were entrepreneurs selling your milk in the village, going around town and sharpening people's knives. When's the last time you see somebody walking around sharpening people's knives for them? You know, so I like that because it's very, my favorite phrase in the English language is self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And so,
yeah,
so it's, I love that what you're doing speaks to that. And so here's the other thing. It's not work if you really enjoy it. Of course, it's nice to get paid doing it. But if somebody can find a problem or an area where they think there's an opportunity, you know, maybe they don't even have to love it, but they really believe that they can provide a service. I think one of the key messages you have for my listeners is that, you know, you can leverage what's out there. You can leverage the internet. You can leverage maybe this population. You know, I guess the technology, and one of the things you talk about, Scott, is that technology can bring together what otherwise might be scattered people all over the country that can use your services or your product, and it just, yes, you can reach them.
Yeah, that's right. That's a huge point. A lot of people get intimidated about the technology. So let's quickly, the technology is not easy, but it's like learning a language, right? You if you go to France, you don't know anything on the first day. A week later, you know a few words. A month later, you know more words. You know, you pick it up, right? So this is not rocket science. There's enough technology out there. The internet has been a consumer medium for at least 15 years now. There's stuff, if you can send an email, you can create a website. It may not be beautiful. It may not be a $1 billion website, but you can do this, honestly. And I should also point out quickly, all the examples I gave before the break were all men. There are just as many women. I could talk about Betty, who's a podcaster, or Kristen, who's a blogger from France. You know, there's plenty of women doing this, too. I didn't mean to make that sound.
But here's a question. I mean, some of these things you're talking about are services, and it's a lot of internet. Anything over on on product side of things where people are able to make something, sell something, provide a much, I'd be curious about things you've seen there.
Sure. Well, one of my favorites there is my wife's site, sweaterbabe.com. She's a knitting pattern designer, at least she is now. And she, you know, we have our kids, and she's got a very serious business selling knitting patterns, and they're
really
just PDF downloads. And there's a lot of people doing that. The information product revolution is huge. There's a chapter in the book about a company called ClickBank, which just helps people sell basically PDFs and video courses and things like that.
Hmm.
So you can do physical goods, you know, more like the eBay or Amazon type stuff, but the margins there really are tough. You're competing against eBay and Amazon.
Right.
That's tough. So you can do that, and there certainly are people that do that. It's just not as easy, I guess, so I don't talk about it as much. But, you know, if you have a patent on some great new kind of jelly jar, then God bless, you know, knock it out. But the information stuff and the stuff that is, as you mentioned, if you can distribute it through the internet, you can reach a lot of people who maybe have previously been disconnected. And that's what a lot of these businesses have in common, is finding a community that was previously so dispersed it didn't even realize it was a community. And you can bring them together.
You said it exactly what I was trying to say before, and you said it very succinctly there. I mean, there's 300 some odd million people in the United States. And, you know, if I look around Ormond Beach, which is where I'm sitting, and, you know, I've got 40,000 people. There might be 1% of the population that needs something, but then you expand that across the country. Now you're talking about a lot of people.
Exactly right. And let's talk about the world, though, right?
I mean, well, that's
not
true,
just
too.
America. I mean, at least at ClickMillionaires.com, we have members from all over the place. I did a video call just the other day, and we had members in from all the way from Australia to Germany, you know, and across the states as well. So, yeah, it's truly a global phenomenon. It's more limited by language than geography these days.
And that's temporary, too, because that's probably going to be something. The next thing that the internet will solve for us is the real-time or very close to real-time verbal translation. So you say it in your language, and it comes out the other side in their language.
I agree. I'm just trying to figure out how to make my next million off that, but I agree.
Oops. <Come in. laughs> Oops. All right. If you're just joining us, Scott Fox is our guest. He is author of the book, Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love. Clickmillionaires.com is the website. Quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to ask Scott where all of this is headed. Stay right here.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Scott Fox, and I before the break, I gave him something to think about for 30 seconds, and Scott's the author of the book, Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love, clickmillionaires.com, and the thing I asked Scott to think about was, where are we headed? Prediction time, Scott. Where is all of this headed with technology? You know, what do you see coming that people out there who are trying to figure out their place in this world, how they maybe can make money in a, what we could call a non-traditional way, at least in most recent history, but in a much more traditional way if we look back further to when we were at a different place in time. Where's all this headed? What do you think?
Well, there's lots of ways to take that question, of course, but let me give you three quick
thoughts.
I told
you this was going to be Larry King's softball, right?
We don't have enough time. I'll have to
pick one.
Well, I think one of the things that's happening is everybody's getting overwhelmed, right?
Yeah.
You just can't keep up with all your email, the text messages. There's so many things to watch on TV. You know, the media can overwhelm you. So I think one place we're going is deeper. And by that I mean more authentic. You're going to find brands and people that you trust. For example, you're interested in remote control airplanes. Well, Dave Powers is the guy for that, right? And you want to be the guy or the gal in your niche and really be an authentic person. Put up a site, share who you are, and share something. And it doesn't have to be something that was obviously monetizable in the 20th century. You know, just if you know how to make better lunches for your kids, that's a thing, you know. And there's millions of moms and dads who want to know how to do that, too. These little things that don't seem like value to you, that, you know, what do your friends ask you about at a cocktail party? What if you had to teach a course tomorrow, what would it be about? And they don't have to be big things, but people want authentic, real relationships because there's an increasing distrust of corporate of marketing, and we're all trying to make our way in this world, and I think that democratization of business that you're seeing through the Internet means that everybody has a chance to make their own way doing this, and I'd love to see it happen.
So the key word I heard there was if whatever it is you're going to be authentic, and also be the guy or the gal. You know, I as you were saying that, I'm thinking about what I'm, you know, naturally, I take full advantage, Scott, of this as a coaching lesson for me. And so I'm hearing you and I'm going, okay, well, that's what I'm trying to do, is to let people know I'm here to help them with their money. And I had told Scott before we started about my app, and we got the app out there. And the purpose, I have my books I've written, and they can buy my books right through the app. It's got the connections. They can go in. They can do a search, Real Money, David Holland. And they can get the app on their phone. But yeah, they can buy my books. That's a nice thing. But the real purpose is I want to spend time with people. I want them to see me as that, you said his name's Dave Powers, the model airplane guy. I want them to think of David Holland for their finances. And so that's the purpose of my app. And I'm quite willing to give them the benefit of what I know through their being able to access my radio program, videos I've done, my columns I've written, and a whole bunch more stuff that's coming. And I guess I'm going to answer my own question here, but that's kind of what you're speaking to, isn't it? Where you give of yourself and you say, here it is, and you are the person.
Yeah, I think you summed it up well, and you are a great role model. I mean, the other big opportunity I see is one that you started out with, is mobile, right? Tablets and mobile.
Sure.
More and more. And I guess the punchline here is, anybody who's listening to this that's skeptical, look at how much all this stuff has penetrated your life. You know, 15 years ago, none of us, or 20 years ago, none of us thought we needed a phone in our pocket.
True.
It seemed silly to have a camera on a phone. Who needed email, right? And now you cannot get away from it. You can't live without it. This is not going away. All the big retail chains are shuttering stores, and it's all going online. Everything's online. So if you think you're going to be able to ignore this, you're wrong. I'd encourage you to get involved today.
Well, yeah, get involved. And again, don't have to jump, but you can certainly, you know, be an observer. At least pay attention, you know, go to the website, clickmillionaires.com. Just go and see what's going on there. See, just pay attention and be aware of what's out there and how this might be a route you want to take.
Yeah, and to build on that, I agree, but I would add even one more step. Don't just pay attention, but participate.
Yeah.
You learn a lot more by asking questions or even just contributing to other people's discussion. Just chime in. You will remember and learn faster the more you participate. One of my phrases is participation leads to monetization. That's what I'd encourage everybody to do online.
I don't think you'll get any argument from anybody on that, Scott. Scott Fox is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He is the author of Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love, and that is found also at clickmillionaires.com. Scott, we're out of time. I loved having you on. It was nice. It was fun, and I appreciate your feedback on what I'm doing here.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like you've got a great start. Thanks for having me, Dave.
All right. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.